You're listening to the 2012 SCAC Baseball Championship Preview. Today we're joined by Trinity University head baseball coach Tim Scannell. Tim, first of all, thanks for taking time out of your busy schedule to talk to us today.
Not a problem, Jeff. Thanks for having me.
Tim, as we talk right now, you still have one weekend left of conference play as you guys get ready to square off with Austin College. But just take us through your mindset as you gear up for your final conference weekend before you head out to Millington to battle and try to repeat as SCAC champions.
Well, we're just trying to repeat this weekend the way we've played, you know, basically the entire season and get our pitching lined up so that we can go out and you know, try and take the series against Austin College. They're a good ball club and scrappy, and they have a lot of left-handed hitters, which presents problems for us.
Coach, after this weekend, obviously, you'll head to Millington, and you gear up for your championships, and even though you have one conference season left, you're locked in as the number one seed. Take us through your mindset, and just your Trinity will be looking for its fourth title in 5 years. How do you explain that success? What do you contribute to that success over the years?
Well, you know, I think Trinity's a great university, and I feel really fortunate to work here. And so I think it starts with that. This is a great school to recruit to. It has a lot to offer. And then, you know, certainly got to give a lot of credit to our assistant coaches and the effort they put in, both in practice and the recruiting effort. And then, you know, the consistency at which we try and approach the game. You know, we try and play hard every day, and we try and practice hard, and we try and teach these kids that the game is just an extension of practice and why you do all the reps in baseball so that you can react in live time and make a simple play or put a simple swing on the ball.
You're listening to the 2012 SCAC Baseball Championship Preview. Today we're joined by Trinity head coach Tim Scannell. Tim, how important is this last conference weekend for you as you gear up for Millington the following weekend?
Well, I think it's really important. I think how you play that final weekend, you know, can really springboard into the tournament. You want your players to, you know, make the simple plays and field the routine ground ball and throw strikes and, you know, square baseballs. And, you know, basically you want to carry momentum into the tournament. And, you know, and I think the other thing is it's important to go out and try and win every time. When a ball club makes winning the priority, then sometimes the individual accolades go away and kids seem to play better.
Tim, who are some key players for Trinity who are going to have to continue playing well or maybe even step up from outside the shadows if Trinity looks to win its third straight SCAC championship?
Well, I think, you know, for us, it all starts on the mound. So, you know, we need Ben Clemesh to really command the baseball. I think when Benny's throwing downhill and has command of his breaking ball, he becomes a pretty special arm. And then defensively, we've been a pretty steady club all year long. And so, you know, that would be basically everyone stepping up on defense, handling the ball in the dirt, controlling the running game, you know, making the routine ground balls. And then on the hitting side, you know, Pappas is such a great hitter for us. We need him to use the ball yard and kind of not get into that pull mindset and stay out of the air. Excuse me. Stay out of the air. And then, you know, all the other guys become important in terms of having tough competitive at-bats and not giving away at-bats. You know, come tournament time, I really think it comes down to teams that, you know, don't give away at-bats.
Tim, you guys will face off against either being the ones that you'll face the three seed out of the East, and that's will be determined yet, and that'll either be Millsaps or Rhodes. But you have familiarity, obviously, with Millsaps playing them the last couple of years in the West, and Rhodes, you've met them in the SCAC championships too before. Is there any sort of favorite you'd rather see and open this up, or what kind of? What kind of options does that give you, knowing that you have either Millsaps or Rhodes?
You know, I don't think it gives you any options, Jeff. I think that, you know, the shoe's on the other foot, so to say, in the sense that the East is now, you know, a really competitive league, and the West certainly was competitive. But, you know, with Birmingham Southern, Millsaps, and Rhodes, you're looking at three really tough teams, and they're tested with their scheduling too. They've all three have played a great Division III schedule, so I don't think there's any advantage to playing, anyone on that side. You know, whoever we draw, it'll be the same thing. We're just going to go out and play the way we play and kind of take care of business and let the chips fall.
Tim, last question for you, and we'll let you leave on this. You touched on it briefly just a moment ago. Talk a little bit about the strength with this field. All six teams have 20 or more wins. Obviously, you mentioned, you know, you guys, Trinity and Birmingham, both currently ranked in the top 15 in various polls. Is this the strongest you've ever seen from basically, you know, from the top to bottom, the deepest you've maybe seen the SCAC?
Yeah, I think there's no question about it. You know, you look at across the board, you look at, you know, Oglethorpe, you know, pulling off some wins against some teams in the East. We lose 2 of 5 to Southwestern, and, you know, they're not a tournament qualifier. So that's looking outside of the teams in the final field, you know, come SCAC tournament. And then inside, you've got great talent, and you've got everybody with, you know, multiple arms. And so I think you're looking at a tournament where anyone can beat anybody on a given night. And I don't think that was always the case, you know, 3, 4, 5 years ago. So this conference has gotten really good, and I believe it, you know, I believe it's a national conference. I believe it deserves a lot of respect, and all you got to do is look to the Rhodes and who they play and the Millsaps and the Birmingham Southerns. Again, really good scheduling and really good results.
Trinity University head baseball coach Tim Scannell, the rest of his Tigers open up defense of their SCAC championship on Thursday, April 26th at noon Central against either the three seed out of the East, which will either be Millsaps or Rhodes. Tim, thanks so much for taking time out of your busy schedule. Best of luck in your final conference season, and then obviously best of luck in Millington.
Thanks, Jeff. I appreciate it.